What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
All right, man, 404-726-0929. More of our thoughts, more of your thoughts as well. We got to get to the Daily Download.
It's time for Dukes and Bell's Daily Download.
You've got mail.
All the stories you need to know about the world of Atlanta sports in bite size.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Story number one.
Mike, they did it again. I mean, they came back and beat the Mets again. Hey. And Michael Money Harris did it again.
Liner toward the gap. Go. And it gets down, and it gets by Mullins. And the speedy Eli White is going to score with ease. Michael Harris strikes again, and this ball game is even at 3 apiece.
They've lost 13 of their last 15 games, and their lead over the Reds, who were idle, by the way, for the final wild card spot, is down to a half game. Let's ruin the Mets, Mike. I'm all for this.
Yeah, man, you're really breaking the Mets' spirit. I mean, it is kind of funny. On one of the worst Braves seasons in, what now, 7 or 8 years, they still find a way to get it done. And I just think it's great to see what Michael Money Harris is doing. And, yeah, we can debate, you know, why they didn't make the adjustment, although, as we talked about with Grant McCauley yesterday, to really kind of reinvent your swing mid-season, that's really not done in baseball. That's something you might try to tweak, but they really did kind of reinvent it, and now it's paying dividends. Hopefully it carries on. But, you know, there's still 6 weeks to go, and I know we've had some passionate conversations with Grant and the audience about, you know, what do you do with this team? They want to win. They got pride. They are professionals. But I would give Acuna a lot of extra days off. I would give Austin Riley extra days off. Sale. Same goes for Strider. You know, let him compete, but let's manage it, Carl, down the stretch. How's that?
It's great, because that's exactly how I think they're going to handle it. And what they're going to do is say, he played, but he really didn't play. And I just am afraid, and call me a scary cat or whatever the hell you want to call me, I'm just afraid that you people are going to call us as soon as something bad happens to either one of these guys, any of these guys, Sale, mention any of these guys that are coming back, and you go, well, I don't know why they played him, because that's the first damn thing that's going to be out of your mouth. So I'm with you. Manage it in a way that, yes, you're playing and we got you back, but come on, man, let's be honest. This isn't about now. This is about moving forward and making sure that we've got everything. By the way, real quick, I got to ask you something.
Yeah.
Have we gotten the best Chris Sale we're going to get? Would you move on from him? Would you try to trade him?
Well, again, it's such a freak injury because, remember, he fully extends, so it's a rib thing.
Yeah.
I would say that anytime, you know, it's like in the NFL. Like, well, for instance, what we're dealing with Darnell Mooney, that's upper body.
What's
although
up,
Mooney has had some injuries over his career with the Bears, too. But with Sale, I think it's such a freak injury. And the way, like, I have one, you know, Cy Young. I know, I'm going to roll because there's still such, even at what we gave up, it was, you know, let's be honest, it didn't mean anything. Vaughn Grissom is a whole lot of nothing. The contract is basically peanuts by Major League Baseball standards. No, I roll the dice. Keep him.
Okay, cool.
Take it to the limit.
I when we talk about this offseason and, like, the changes, and I keep talking about the core group, maybe Sale is a piece that you can get some younger pitches.
But you drop Sale. But this is the mind of the reset. The organization is never going to reset. They're never going to cop to it. So if you're going to move Sale, now you've got to replace – well, you got Strider, so you're replacing 4.5 of your starters, Carl.
Right, that's right.
Because you're still hoping that Strider comes back.
Yeah, it's that's why it's an interesting question. All right, something we'll examine as we move forward. Braves move on, guys, but another series win against the Mets. It's the Guardians tonight. Let's get to story number two.
Story number two.
It's our Falcons taking on the Titans tonight, preseason. Coverage begins at 5 o'clock right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We won't see him tonight, but Charlie Warner,
damn good dog,
talking about Michael Penix and the confidence he exudes.
He's dripping with confidence, you know, which I like to see, especially from a young kid, you know, going into year two, only 4 or 5 starts under his belt. Yeah, we definitely feed off Mike, and he's letting it rip out there. I think he had a really good day yesterday. Had to watch the tape on today, but yeah, I think he had a good day again today.
courtesy of the Morning Shift. If you missed any of our interviews, guys, any show, Dukes and Bell, Andy and Randy, Morning Shift, make sure that you go and check them out. Rewind, subscribe to us, Dukes and Bell, and don't miss any of our content on the Odyssey app. Mike, we're not the only game tonight. It's Kansas City and Seattle. That's the late game tonight, but no Patrick Mahomes tonight, by the way.
Yeah, man, he you know, had his chance to play. And again, when we say about, you know, starting your, you know, your veterans, yeah, for a series, maybe two, you know. But when you don't have the experience, see, I don't know. We keep banging the drum on this. When you've only got three games, but I can't put Penix Jr. out there unless I got Caleb McGarry on one side, Jake and Bergeron and Neusel and Lindstrom. Otherwise, it's going to be a long night. And then you are going to endanger your quarterback. Same goes for Kirk Cousins. You can't have Kirk out there behind that second offensive line, despite the way the coach equivocated when you asked the question about second. And by the way, shout out to I want to give a shout out to Jerome, not your Jerome from Alabama. Jerome was a retired high school teacher, and he says he wanted to give you and I credit. He said, for using what some people would say $10 words on the show. He says, you know, it's always fun. He goes, you can never go wrong with going highbrow and having somebody look something up. So for you kids, for the third time this week, look up equivocate, because Rod does a lot of that in the press conference.
Yeah, I want it more. I think if I would have asked a specific question about one particular guy, I was doing it a disservice. And the reason is because Mike and I understand the unit has not been great. So it's not one guy. And part of it is, guys, again, injuries and you're moving guys around. Some guys have not been available. Listen, this Storm Norton thing, we talked a lot about him last year because he did a really admirable job. But Mike, it's like, okay, he's hurt and it's no big deal. It is a big deal because he was one of the swing guys that we needed last year, and you need to know what that rotation is going to look like. Now, he's missed a lot of time, in my opinion. I mean, like, I don't know exactly, because every day there are certain guys who are out there going, is he out here? Is he available? Is he working with the trainers? What's going on? Is he in the 11-on-11? And we're trying to figure out because, again, you know, right, you got 100 guys out there. But the bottom line is, like, the O-line second team tonight, and I'll tell you this now, and I'll say it at 5 o'clock, can we run the ball a little bit better tonight?
Yeah, that's definitely got to be goal number one for this team. Let's establish the run. Now, you don't know as much about these running backs that are the backups behind, you know, Bijan and Tyler Allgeier, but these guys, you know, are going to be looking for a job because, you know, it's hard to imagine keeping Allgeier because of the cost involved, you know, moving forward. So when you look at the running backs, all right, man, let's see what you got. You know, Carlos Washington Jr. is out, so it means it's questionable. I don't know if he's going to go, but yeah, Nathan Carter and the other dudes will have a chance. So that might be part of the reason. They don't have the bodies, but we do want to see – For what it's worth, Easton Stick continue to look good out there, because if Kirk Cousins can be traded before, you know, I think it's the first week in November, that's the trade deadline, Easton Stick will be the guy backing up Michael Penix Jr.
Yeah, and that's why it's interesting. There are jobs that guys are playing for, and I think there are three position battles on the defensive side of the ball. We're going to talk more about that along the way as well.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.